I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yo, yo, what's up? Alt in Our Stars podcast. This week, the guest, Zach Farrow, got his start in music as drummer in the band called Paramore. Maybe you've heard of them. If not, whoa, do I have a band to get you into. In all seriousness, he's not just doing Paramore these days, far from it. He has a solo project called Half Noise that he's been doing for a few years now, and he has a third solo album coming out as Half Noise. It's called Sudden Feeling. It's out September 9th. We talked a good deal about that, what it was like starting up that project after leaving Paramore about 5-6 years ago, playing to much smaller crowds and kind of going off the grid for a little while, traveling, doing Zach, finding himself, and then rejoining Paramore because, yes, rumors are definitely true. He is in the studio. Probably, maybe even by the time still that you're listening to this. I think, you know, they're still hard at work. He's in the studio with Haley and Taylor and all those people working on the new Paramore album. And yes, we talked about it. In this podcast, you can hear what Zach is up to in the studio with Haley and everybody working on the new record. Yeah, exciting stuff. I had a blast talking to Zach, so enjoy it. Also, before we start, I want to throw out there that Alt in Our Stars podcast runs every week on billboard.com. Used to be every Friday. Changed it up recently. It's going to be running all different days of the week. So to keep up, get it automatically, you should totally subscribe to the show. You can do that by going to iTunes or just the podcast app in your phone, searching for the Alt in Our Stars. You can also listen to all the old episodes. I've had people like Paris, Panic at the Disco, All Time Low a while back. More recently, Pup, Mitski, Modern Baseball. You can listen to all those old episodes in the archives on iTunes. But yeah, right now, we're talking Paramore, Half Noise with Zach Farrow. Here it is. Billboard Alt in Our Stars podcast with Zach Farrow, a.k.a. Half Noise.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, so I interviewed your brother before, and when he went solo, he just took the name Farrow.
Yeah, that's right.
He laid claim to that.
Yeah, he did. So if he wants any of our family to play in the band, they've already got the name down, so that's perfect.
It's like Haim.
Yeah. Are those like three sisters?
Yeah.
Right, cool. They're cool music.
Well, did you ever have anything like that growing up? Were there more Farrows who played in a family band?
Yeah, when we first started playing music, Josh and I always played together for the majority of the time, but our oldest brother, Nate, played guitar as well. And then our little brother, Jonathan, started playing guitar. But we were already kind of like touring at that point. But yeah, we used to jam with our oldest brother, Nate. But then Josh and I just started playing with different friends. And he kind of had his own group of friends kind of thing. So
it was like in transit.
We used to cover like Hanson songs. That's why I like
keeping with the sibling theme.
Yeah, my name was Zach. That's right. Real cool. I played drums. And I finally just got these Doc Martens yesterday. And they I got them because they reminded me of the Hansons. Like the Hansons. Like the Hansons, like first album. They were all wearing Doc Martens and I.
Were they really?
I looked like they were.
Because I never pictured that as their look.
They're pretty like 90s looking.
You're right. Like Daria kind of fits with that.
Yeah, and they had like fleece sweatshirts on. I really wanted a fleece. I mean, I was a big fan. That was Mbop was real chill.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
is. Real high voices.
You know, I was just the last time I was listening to that, I was because towards the end of the song, the one with the deeper voice comes in and
Isaac,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, all right.
Sounds like their dad got there.
Yes.
It's wild, yeah.
Someone went through kids. Puberty, your dad showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's so wild. It's like the other two sound like chipmunks, and then it sounds like Alvin and the chipmunks, because then the dad gets there and starts screaming Alvin.
Alvin!
Yeah, he's kind of that guy for their band.
This
Which
is a great,
nice.
It's a great song, but it's one of those songs where you're just like going with the hook and going with it. And you're like, wait, has this song been on for 9 minutes?
Right. Yeah, is that like towards the end of the album?
No, it's like track 2 or 3.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that in forever.
My one memory I have of that album is one time I invited my friend over to just chill at this college house we lived in. And we were just like, chilling. Oh, what should we throw on? Middle of Nowhere. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. He's like, no, really, it's like a good album. I was like, all right, yeah, like I'll give that a shot. But I didn't really like it. I thought it was like, Mbop stood out and the
right,
rest
wasn't
right. very good.
So like, Where Did Johnny Go? Like all the, like they had some slow songs. Yeah, that was like all I listened to. It's so funny. We were just talking about Goo Goo Dolls as well. Like these are all bands I used to listen to like years ago. It's like when I first started getting into my own music, besides like your parents' music, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Hanson, Goo Goo Dolls. So now I'm more into like 311, Matchbox 20.
You
haven't really changed much.
Yeah, maybe some smooth Carlos Santana, Rob Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
As a genre
onto
itself.
Oh, man, now you're speaking my language. Just Santana, period. The older Santana stuff is so chill, though. It's very good. You ever listen to like old 70s Santana?
I know like the standards, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much more than that, but they're just real groovy. I used to like think that he was, I don't know. I just never really listened to him. And I only knew that like him and Rob Thomas song, which is really, da 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 da. That song's so good, but in a funny way to me.
I mean, there's also Michelle Branch, The Game of Love with Santana.
Was he on there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You know that guitar.
I mean,
that's
I don't know if I know that song, what song you're talking about, but that's so cool. I'm going to go listen to that now.
Yeah, he put out a couple albums like when we were in high school around that time that are just filled with collaborations with pop stars
that's right.
who were big.
Yeah,
at the
that's
time.
Right. Yeah. Man, he's wild. Just got like all his favorite singers to sing on his guitar.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to go on a real, like, a dark, like, downward spiral of Santana for the next month. I can, like, feel myself going there.
Yeah.
Like, go buy all his vinyl, only listen to Santana.
Yeah, so what have you been listening to lately that sort of pushed you in this musical headspace you're in now with the new Half Noise? Like, what are you, besides Santana and some,
yeah,
maybe,
well,
Michelle Branch now, what have you been into? Yeah,
I haven't gone too deep into Santana yet, so that, wait for the next album. But, yeah, man, just listening to, like, I never really, like, growing up, I listened to, like what we were saying, I listened to a lot of, like, pop, and then even, like, pop rock, pop punk, you know, emo stuff, you know, when I was a teenager. I never really got into, like, our dad never really, like, listened to the Beatles, so I kind of had, the past few years have had, like, my own, you know, awakening, if
okay.
you will. And I just haven't, I mean, I just went. I'm joking about Santana. I probably will listen to some of those, ironically, but I really did go like into this only Beatles thing, just because I had never listened to them, and I used to tell people I didn't like the Beatles. I guess
the rebel
shock value or something, which is so dumb. But I just like I didn't know the Beatles, so I was like everybody like it's just kind of like oh of course oh I love the Beatles. It's like yeah, it's like a throwaway comment.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like they're probably my favorite band. I was talking to my friend Gavin the other day, and I was like, "So wait, you just said the Beatles are the best band. And he was like, the Beatles are the, and he was like, yeah. I was like, but your Radiohead's your favorite band. He's like, the Beatles are the best band. And, or something like, the Beatles, I'm just ruining this whole thing that he said. But he was just saying that, like, they're just the greatest band of all time. I think that Radiohead's my favorite band, and like,
yeah.
But the Beatles, no one like surpasses the Beatles.
Well, you're being kind of like how a journalist would be. You could say like, well, I think this is like a great thing, but you know, personally, this is what my taste is.
Right, right, exactly. I should always quote Gavin because I'm killing it right now. That was an incredible quote.
Shout out to Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin. Yeah, I don't know where you are. But yeah, so Beatles, old Stone stuff, like the Kinks. I just like kind of listening to old 70s music that I thought was really cool. But then I also love like Vampire Weekend. Mm-hmm. I tend to listen to more indie pop music. That's like kind of my thing. Courtney Barnett, I love that. Just kind of that new Tame Impala, you know, yeah. Like really influential on me like the past few years. A lot of the sub pop bands like Fat Possum Bands, Unknown, Mortal Orchestra. I guess since I went over and lived in New Zealand for a couple on and off for a couple years, that there's like a big psych scene there of like psych indie rock kind of stuff. And so I got into a lot of those bands, Opossum and Unknown, Mortal Orchestra and Tame Impala and stuff like that. So those are kind of like, but I also like a lot of like rhythm, you know, like rhythmic music, like Afrobeat stuff
and okay.
world music stuff. So I don't know, it was a culmination of all those things, like listening to older records that I hadn't really heard before, and then listening to like kind of modern throwback stuff too, I guess, which is like Tame and stuff like that. So
Tame Impala.
Yeah. What's that?
I said Tame Impala. One might say.
Yeah, one might say, yeah.
One might say. It's a really vibey album, the Half Noise album, I think. It's vibey.
Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the project Kenny from The Starting Line does now, Vacationer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because they did the awesome. Paramore cruise.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Reminding me of that.
Yeah, I heard that they were going on that. I've only heard, did they have an album out?
They have an album.
I want to go listen to it. I heard a track and I thought it was really cool. I want to check that out. But yeah, I could totally see the similarities there. It's yeah. definitely kind of in the same world. Good vibe, you know, upbeat with like kind of even some like just summery sounds kind of thing.
Yeah. So I was talking to Josh about this when I interviewed him about his solo music, because he went through a similar thing. Like, when you're stepping out from Paramore into doing a solo project, what is it like singing as a frontman and like taking that over? Is that daunting?
I mean, of course it is. Yeah. And I don't know. I never like thought of myself as like a singer, but then I started like writing music, and then like melodies kind of just started coming to me, you know, cause mm-hmm. I guess it was kind of like naturally the next step. Cause I like to record, like how I write is I like kind of produce a track at my house. I have like a little studio set up. It's nothing crazy, but just kind of became like a natural progression of like where the song was going. And I never really like in Paramore and stuff, I mainly just like helped out with a few songs, but I mainly just did the drum parts and stuff. So I never was a massive, you know, help with the writing. So singing was like a whole, like writing, singing, everything was a whole new thing for me. So it was, I was just finishing up with like this EP I was doing with a friend, and these Nashville, Gavin, the guy we were talking about, he was in this band, Paper Out. They heard the EP and they were like, do you want to come open up for us on tour? And I was like, I was just doing this as like a side project. I was never anticipating like performing this. And then a week later, I was like, in Philadelphia singing in front of 300 people, and I'd mm-hmm. never sang before in front of people, not anyone in my family. Just the one guy I recorded with was like the only person I'd ever like sang in front of. And so I was like, either it's going to be fine and it'll be just like we rehearsed, or I'm going to completely choke and like not be able to sing anything. And it went fine. So from then on, it's like before every show, I get super nervous, because it's like a whole new thing. Like, drumming's second nature to me. I've been doing it since I was like 12. So I don't get as nervous. There are some shows I'm like, oh man, this is freaky, but singing is like, it is daunting, but it's also really fun. It's fun to like be up front, and I like to, you know, especially the new music's really upbeat and vibey, like you're saying, and I like to just like dance around. And like, we were at this like karaoke bar last night in Bushwick, and people
It called?
I don't know. I didn't get the name of it. It was really cool, and I was just dancing by myself because I just love dancing. And it was just like, it's been really cool to like play drums for people and then kind of do my own thing and like be myself in the front of the stage, you know. And I used to be really timid and really want to be really cool all the time and stuff. I just went through like a weird stage, but now I'm just like, I am who I am, and I love being like happy and upbeat, and I just want my music to give people that same happiness that I feel, you know, even though some of the lyrical content's a little bit like heartbreak, or you know, maybe a bit more moody, or it's more substance there than just like, yo, let's have a good time. I just want people, like, we made a music video and we just like had my friend Tony rollerblading around with the saxophone. It's just like, we are dying laughing. And I don't expect everybody to have the same sense of humor, but I'm not going to limit myself just for like the sake of it. I like want humor to be involved with, because that's like part of who I am.
Part of the vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think once I got over like, okay, I'm not going to ever be the greatest singer in the world. I mean, I've been in a band with Hayley Williams. I mean, she's a true like vocalist. She's so talented at singing, you know? And, but I love, you know, the writing my own songs and performing them and doing that. So it's, I feel more confident every time I like write another song. Like each song, I feel more confident in each show. So that is a very long answer to say, yes, it's daunting, but I'm getting over it and it's been really fun.
And just standing up as the front man.
Yeah, it's real weird. Yeah. The first like two tours or something, I always had like a floor tom next to me, like just a drum, so I could like feel like I wasn't that far away from what I'm used to. And I still do. I have like a little drum kit set up for like certain parts of the set, but I've gotten away from it. And then I just started dancing, because you have to do something. I can't just like stand there. I think I have ADD. So,
you know what? You should just promise me you'll avoid. It's like this cliche now with a lot of bands where they'll have like a big oversized drum, like, yeah, like extra like bass drum,
the auxiliary
just bang
thing
it for
yeah
no reason.
Yeah, in the most random part of the
yeah
song.
Yeah, I'm not gonna name names, but
no, I get that. Well, the thing is, like, I've played a bunch of shows with Half Noise now, and it's so funny. And a few festivals and stuff, and every band has like a floor tom or like a big kick drum, like you're saying. And it's like, oh, great. Like, I'm just like following the fad. But it honestly, I think the only thing, not the only thing, but the thing that sets us apart is I'm actually a drummer. And I feel like a lot of these singers go up and they're like hitting the floor tom like they have chopsticks. And it's just like, they don't really know what they're doing. And it's just for this, like, it looks cool or something. But I'm actually trying to perform with the drummer and do drum moments, you know.
Yeah,
so that's the only saving grace, I think, because it does feel really kitschy sometimes. But
well, the floor tom is subtle.
Well, I have a whole like, I have like a kick drum, snare drum, like a mini drum kit now on the like front of the stage.
Okay, I'm talking just like an extra.
No, I'm not getting like a giant marching drum.
Yeah, because these are like, I'm talking even bigger than probably the bass drum that's on the actual drum kit, sort of set up to the side, and the front man during like the breakdown or the bridge right will just get a huge, huge like mallet and pound on
right
it.
Right,
that is
yeah
what I'm talking about.
And like, it's like from like Drumline, that video, like it's like from like a high school class, like Drumline or something. I won't, but I might. No, I won't. I might.
We'll see.
You'll just have to come and see. And if I do, you can leave. The big bass drum, those are so... I hope I don't have any friends that do that, because I am thinking about how funny it is right now. I probably do, but it doesn't really matter.
Let's drop in some music. This is In the Summer.
Oh,
Yeah, so you collaborated with Joel Little, who wrote a lot of Lorde's, who co-wrote, produced a lot of Lorde's most famous songs on the last album.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Man, it was awesome. Like I said, I moved over to New Zealand for a couple years after I'd...
Oh, okay. It's all coming together now.
Yeah, yeah. After I'd toured with Paramore for almost 8 years, I just needed some time for myself. And so I moved over there, like, after trying different bands with my brother and just writing with people. I didn't really know what I was going to do. And that's kind of where I decided I really love making my own music, when I was over there and just being alone in kind of a new headspace and like, literally kind of like one of the furthest places from America you could go.
Yeah.
And just an awesome crew of people there. And her band, Jimmy Mack and Ben Barter, are like the the drummer and the keyboard player for her and for Lorde. And they like ended up coming on tour with me, and we opened up for a band over there called Broods.
Mm-hmm.
And
also part of her camp.
Exactly. And Joel Little just did their last album. And so just kind of this natural progression where my manager at the time knew his manager, like Joel Little's, and she sent him the track. He's like, yeah, if he's in LA, let's like finish it. And so it was really cool, man. He's a really talented dude. And he's like a Kiwi bloke, you know. He's like cool.
Kiwi bloke.
Yeah, man. Like, we were talking about Courtney Barnett, and I don't know her at all, but she's Australian. And the people and the sense of humor, and especially people from New Zealand, they're very different. They're similar in a lot of ways, but I think they're very different. But the culture there and the humor, it's like my favorite. So it was just like hanging out with another friend from New Zealand. So it was really cool, man. I was really thankful to work with him. He's a really talented dude.
Is the humor like Flight of the Conchords humor?
Like, totally.
Sorry if I'm being stereotypical.
No, that's an awesome show, man. Like, that's, and people love it there. I mean, there's like not just one kind of humor there, but that's like definitely like the witty, quick, subtle kind of humor of Flight of the Conchords. Is like, it's like some of my favorite stuff personally, but it's a huge, like I guess culturally, that's like, or for the most part, kind of how everybody's sense of humor is. Everybody just doesn't really take themselves seriously there, or if you take yourself too seriously, people are like, think you're kind of a douche or something. They're just kind of like, this guy sucks, you know. Why aren't you? Being down to earth is like the coolest thing. And so when I went there, and me like having been in Paramore and stuff, and I was just like sleeping in people's garages, they were like, man, you're cool, because you're like, I don't know, I was like, dude, I'm just a person. It's like, you can play in front of like 90,000 people and massive shows and stuff. It doesn't make you any better, and if it does, I don't know if I'm missing something, but it just, the way of life, the sense of humor, everything's so amazing there. I would love to like moved there one day. I dated a couple girls there trying to figure it out. Didn't work out, but it's so funny to just say that.
Yeah.
But I did. I fell in love with the place, man. It was so cool. It is still cool. It's hard to stay there without like marrying someone, you know? So.
Yeah, talking about the humor and the slang, I remember when I had Courtney Barnett on the Altenar Stars a few months back, I was asking her about, we got on a topic of like townies. Is there a word like is it like bogots? Or
bogans?
Bogans, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I think that's, I want to say maybe kind of like a hillbilly.
Okay.
Like in New Zealand, they have Westies and like bogans, which are like, a bogan is a Westie or a bogan. I think they're different. It's been so long. But like a bogan is like someone that wears like a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt and like really fast sunglasses and like smokes like rolly cigarettes and like listens to AC/DC.
Okay.
Like a kind of like a trailer park person or something, I think. But I always thought bohemian when they said that, like a hippie person, you know, like Bogan. And I was like, oh, they live like by the beach and like Byron Bay and surf and like wear shark tooth necklaces.
You kind of cool made that one a little bit cooler.
Yeah, but it's not. But Bogan is like, they're kind of like not, they're kind of like trashy people or something.
Yeah, you culture them up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, let's drop in a little bit more music. This is the song you do with Joel Little, Inside. Touched on this a little bit with talking about sleeping in garages in New Zealand, but just trying to get a sense for you, like the past half decade or so, what's it really been like going from playing for huge shows with Paramore to just like kind of starting anew and playing the floor tom in these little shows?
Yeah.
What's that like, changing worlds?
It's definitely been interesting, but it hasn't been as foreign as you'd think, because I was in Paramore from the beginning, so we were playing tiny clubs,
right.
You know, and we were setting up, like, we were lugging our gear all the way from like 2 miles away at Warped Tour and setting up Shearer Girl stage, like,
mm-hmm.
So man, that Coca-Cola made me like real bubbly.
Oh,
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, it's the burps.
Yeah, it's a burpee
podcast
drink.
Burps, yeah, I know.
That's not a promotional thing. That's like a beware of dog. Beware of burp. So excuse me if any little bubbles come up. But man, yeah, it was real weird, but it was.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's really cool at the same time. It's like, cool. Like, I wouldn't expect to, like, just go from something that had been building for years, like Paramore, and just, like, have the same amount of success with my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want it that way either. I loved, you know, so thankful for my time in Paramore. And I just see them as different things, you know? Obviously, people are going to always associate me with Paramore because that was like half my life, but I didn't really like compare them in my mind, you know. I saw them as different things and they sound different to me, and it's been really cool, man. Like, they're Haley and Taylor have become really good friends of mine again, and like they're super supportive of my stuff, and I've been like playing in the studio with them, and which we can talk about in a little bit. I don't know if you want to talk about
absolutely.
But yeah, so it's been, and I kind of say that because I filled in a couple shows for my friends, Reliant K, that we toured with forever ago, just like 2 shows, 3 shows or something. And then I've played drums on my brother's album. So I've still been playing drums. So it hasn't felt like I've completely abandoned that. But it is weird to like show up at a show and there's like, I've played a show to 2 people playing pool in Las Vegas, and then they didn't like the music, so they walked out. It was really funny. That was actually one of my favorite shows of all time. That's where I did, like, kind of let loose and just, like, started dancing around. And I was like, I'm just going to do this no matter how big the show is or how.
Extra kick drum. This is the time.
Yeah, yeah. This is when I'm getting that. I'm moving up. I'm going to get that massive drum. But, yeah, man. It's really fun because we've played some really cool shows, especially, like, the Broods tour. It was, like, a real proper tour. And everybody was super nice and really cool. And that tour is all around New Zealand, which not many people get to do, like, a New Zealand nationwide tour. Which is was only like seven shows, mm-hmm. but yeah, man, it was like a weird adjustment, but it's been great.
Yeah. So what's it been like getting back with Paramore and recording? Because you know you didn't leave on the best of terms. So what's it been like getting back?
Man, that I mean, yeah, it's been just incredible, man. You know, life's tough sometimes, you know, and. The best thing is to have, I feel like it was like a second chance, you know, to like, I'm so thankful that I'm playing on the album, but that it wasn't really, that wasn't important to me at the beginning. At the beginning was like mending those friendships because it was tough, you know, we started when we were really young and I left high school and then I like, you know, I went home and got my GED after I was done touring with them. That was like humiliating, but I did it.
Humiliating, like,
well, just because I tried to hit on the girl at the front desk too, and then her boyfriend walked in and I had a GED book and I was riding a scooter and it was just like a real big mess. Man, that story is so heavy. No. I just dropped so much on you right there.
Yeah, but then the girl's in New Zealand, so it's like you left that far behind.
Yeah, but I'm single now, so I think everything's about, I don't know. There's always hope. But, man, it's been real cool. Like, the thing that mattered most to me was just those friendships, you know? And so Taylor and I, the guitar player, have been best friends since I was 11. And we just, like, had been seeing each other around town. And, man, we just, like, we're like, dude, we literally love each other. We cleared the air of what, like, you know, what you need to do. Like, we had, you know, restored our friendship. And then same with Haley. And it's just the two of them now, so really cool, man. It's interesting because I was like in the band, you know, and now
yeah.
I'm kind of entering in. It's like playing their parts because it's their album, and then but it's felt like we haven't skipped a beat, and it's been so amazing, man. I'm really thankful. And Taylor's played some shows with me in Half Noise. He's played guitar for me, so just feels like he feels like my brother again, like my best friend that I could. Feels like we've always kind of had ups and downs in our friendship. I mean, if you know someone, we're 26 now, and we met when we were 11. So it's like, it's the longest I've ever had a friend. You're going to go through some crazy crap, you know? And not as intense as maybe our situation, but our true friendship, man, is they're always redeemable, I think. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But they.
It looks like it.
Yeah, man. It honestly is like, I'm taking that time away. I'm not like super proud of how everything went down, and mainly just like how it's just tough when you're young and touring a bunch, you know, you don't really. I just left it when I was like 13, so I didn't really know whatever, so it's so cool to like be an adult now and have I've like traveled and I've made my own music and like go back. I feel just so excited. I don't feel like, oh man, I gotta do this show and go on this tour and I'm just tired because I've been doing this for 8 years, you know what I mean? Just, everything's just like I have a different view on everything, you know, and everything's like I'm just really stoked and thankful for my own music and just to play on that. It's like the best of both worlds, you know.
Yeah. So what does the new Paramore music sound like?
A lot like Santana. Yeah.
It's smooth.
Yeah, very smooth. Yeah, man.
Just like the ocean.
It is, yeah. Moon. It's like, one of the songs is like, dun 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 dun. You just have to hear it. It's really good. Really, really good. No, man, it's great. I mean, it's just like, you just have to wait and see. I don't think it's my place to like share what their music sounds like. You know what I mean? Especially if I didn't like write on it. But the drumming sounds sick. Dude, so glad they hired me. Gosh, that's a total joke. I'm just like sweating my butt
Shade
off.
Shade at
like,
Aaron Gillespie, Alon Rubin.
No, dude, those guys are so much better than me. I think if I wasn't like we weren't friends again, I don't know. I think they're crazy, but I did my best. You know, it sounds really good. I think people are gonna their fans are like the best fans in the world. They literally like still come to Half Noise shows and still talk to them. Like, they're just so loyal and like, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're going to freaking love it, man. It's like, yeah, skin. I mean, that's what I'll say. It sounds,
yeah,
it sounds like everybody's going to love it. Like, they like, if you like Paramore, you're going to love it.
Yeah. I'm really interested because with Ain't It Fun, it kind of unlocked this new side of Paramore with like the gospel as I'm hitting my mic in excitement with the xylophone and the gospel choir. But then you had like Fast in My Car on the album and like still like the rock song. So I'm wondering like where it's going to go.
It's not finished yet, so who knows? Could have some hip hop tracks on it. I could play some bluegrass on it. Santana's coming in for a couple. I mean,
I feel like if you hit him up, he would get back to you and consider it.
I'm definitely gonna see if I can play my cards right to like throw that in the hat. Like for Taylor, it's like, and Haley, it's like, hey guys, I know this is like your album, but can
I think Taylor Santana would get his feelings hurt if he wanted Santana to come on the album?
Like, no, he would not. He would not.
I don't know, man. That's my territory.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you, like, he would not.
Not want Santana.
He would be so stoked. He sound checks Santana every day. This isn't just something like we're talking about today. This is like, we love Santana.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah, he's really chill. That's so funny. Yeah. Everybody's going to love it, man.
Mm-hmm. Are you, like, thirsting to drum live in Paramore again?
I have moments. I don't really even know if that's an option, so I don't. I mean, it'd be fun, but I kind of just like take every day as it comes.
Yeah.
Just like got to play on the album. That's great. I have this album that's coming out in September. September 9th is when we're releasing the Half Noise album. So I've got my stuff going on, and if they could both work, we haven't even talked about it. So I don't know. I don't know what would happen, but
tour together.
Yeah, something would be great. We're such good friends now, man. It's like, who knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not worried. I like spend so much. I know that's kind of like the worst thing for you, like asking, but I'm like, I just don't really. I'm just going to let it happen. And then if it does, it does. If it doesn't, I'm going to keep doing my thing, you know? And I want to keep doing my thing regardless, but it's got me to be able to play on their album. So, you know, who knows what will happen next? So that's the exciting thing in life. It's like, especially that, because that's, you know, my old band. So,
do you have any idea when we might hear music
from them?
Yeah.
Oh man, no idea. Album's not even done yet, so probably a while. These things take a while, you know. Because once you record it, you gotta mix it. You gotta like just go through so many.
Then you lose the masters and you freak out and rewrite the album and the new album's a classic.
So I can give you a date, but I I don't know.
Yeah. Is Josh involved at all? Is he?
No, not on this. Not this time since I've been just playing drums. But his
album is really good.
Yeah,
he's quite a singer.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. He's doing great, dude, and he's playing shows. He just announced a UK tour, and man, I think he's such a good writer, man. He wrote like half that stuff, and I'm so proud of him for having stuff out, because he's been writing so much since he left the band, and we just do our own things now.
Mm-hmm.
Love him to death, but we like listen to different things and write different things, and so he's married and our lives are just different, you know?
Yeah.
And I was living in New Zealand, but Taylor and I
are very different. Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor and I are, I don't know. Josh is like, after the band, we were so close, but we're family. And then Taylor and I are like best friends. So it's like, we just naturally hang out more and kind of have so that's why I guess I've been hanging with and playing on this album. I mean, I played on Josh's as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Taylor and I just naturally, it just made more sense too, right? It's like, just see each other every day. And he was playing in my band, and it was like, do you want to play in my band for this album? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it kind of wasn't even like a, ooh, this could be a thing. It was just kind of like really natural. So it's cool. And I fear I can't take it. Tonight I'll lie awake. dude. I've been walking around New York saying hey to everybody. Just spreading some love. This world needs some love, man. Got a lot of like hate and shitty stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
Our age, my manager, we're just walking around saying hey to everybody. People were like glaring at us and stuff. We're just like, around
Grand Central Station where the billboard office is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a good time when the people who work in finance are getting back, getting their pret, getting walking on the sidewalk, right. Good luck, back to the office.
Real like nice suits. Yeah. Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the scene outside of the billboard
it's
office.
It's wild. Yeah. It's real businessy.
Wave hi to someone. Oh, hold on. Got to take this.
Yeah. Man, you got to spread that love. I'm just a happy person. Maybe it'll make them like, man, I should be more happy. But maybe they are happy. I don't know what makes them happy. Maybe Apple Watch. Apple Watches are cool.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to turn into big talk on capitalism. But the Apple Watch kind of flopped. That's
Did
not
it?
Happened. It was like a Google Glass kind of thing. Like this technological thing they tried to push. But everyone was just like, nah, it's not cool.
Right, yeah. I haven't heard about Google Glass or...
Is that the thing that you wear on your eyes? Yeah.
Seems dangerous.
It's like the internet. Or like, I guess a lot of smartphone features, but on, you know, just on your eyes.
Right.
As you're doing your business.
Like I told you before, we went in and just like walked, got to visit the YouTube offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a couple different places. And dude, I just felt like a caveman. I was like, what's this? Is this a speaker? They're like, oh, that's a new computer. And they weren't like mean or anything. I was like, oh man, I just got an iPhone 6 like a couple weeks ago. I don't really know anything about that stuff. It was so like techie and they have like a whole like filming station place now. And it's so cool.
Like, so YouTube, can I get my music on there? How's that
work?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't work there. But are you asking me for your music?
I'm joking.
Oh,
no,
you're
I'm
being
joking.
Me
in yeah,
there.
I was doing the impression of you not being up on technology in the YouTube office.
I actually didn't ask for my music. I asked if I could just watch Santana videos on a really big screen. And they were
the Vivo channel.
Yeah.
Give me that Santana Vivo
yeah,
channel.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool. Yeah. I'd love if they did. We work together on something. That'd be cool. YouTube's how people like ton of people listen to music now. You know.
Yeah, so. The Billboard charts for the past couple of years take into account for like the Hot 100
really?
Streams on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Such a you'd never predict. I would have never predicted that. But then again, caveman Zach talking again. Like this is. I feel like I'm like from like 1950 or something. I was born in 1990. I'm not that old. But I feel like it with all this, they have like a thing that like follows you around and films you for if you're like on a meeting and like need to like walk, it like films you and like people can like watch it.
Yeah. So like instead of like Skyping and holding a laptop as you're
it
walking,
it follows
or something,
you.
Like,
yeah,
yeah. It's like a drone.
I asked him what that vacuum was. I said, "Is that a vacuum?" And he was like, "That's like a drone." Yeah. I was like,
oh. "There's a drone for everything now."
Yeah, there is. I
YouTube
bet that thing flies.
Drones.
Yeah. It was a cool place, though.
Yeah. With like, the videos on YouTube, it's weird because it's thinking about a video in terms of the way people used to think about, like, buying a song or buying an album with it counting for something like the Billboard charts. Because it's like that, like, YouTube was starting around the time. Paramore started around the time you were starting recording music. And it was just thought of as a video platform then.
Yeah, it's only 10 years old, I think, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was, yeah, like 04. I remember, yeah, it was around the time MySpace was big. Was the first time I saw YouTube videos.
Yeah, because before that, it was only like a couple E-Bombs World like videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was only
four videos.
For videos on the internet.
That's it.
That's crazy. It's just like so
in 10 years,
obvious.
It's insane how much is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how did it take the internet that long to think, oh, there should just be a big thing to put all the videos on?
It's crazy.
It's like, how did it take them that long? They're like, yeah, YouTube. Yeah, of course.
There it is. Yeah.
No shit, you're huge.
Right, exactly. Man, where was I 10 years ago? I could have come up with that. Where were you? Chris, you should have done it.
I was on MySpace.
Yeah, trying to get that top eight looking right.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty much all I had in mind. Is there anything else you want to throw out there?
Man, just... the album, Half Noise album, Sudden Feelings, coming out September 9th. I'm really excited about people hearing it. I feel like it's like the most present with my music I've ever felt. So I'm excited for people to... My roommate was like, man, it feels like listening to your album feels like hanging out with you. So I'm excited for a bunch of people to hang out with me before I'm actually able to meet them and hang out with them.
Huh, that's an interesting way to put it. That's really interesting. It seems like so much more personal, but like honest and direct than what you get on like typical press releases.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if that was a press release. I just, that's what
not
I,
the ones I've seen. That should be a suggestion for the press
okay,
release.
Okay, cool, yeah. I want to break that wall down between like the band and people, and I'm just a normal person that has flaws and bad days, happy days. I'm just ready to like share what I make, you know, and who I am with people. So here it comes.
There it is.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, can thanks
play
so
that
much.
Song at the end.
We can drop in some. We should get some. What Santana song should play out the podcast?
That Rob Thomas one for sure.
Smooth, yeah.
Yeah, smooth.
If when I edit this, I can resist not putting it earlier in the podcast, we'll okay, put it at the end of the podcast.
Or just like a, don't give him the whole song. Just can you do like 30 seconds of a song?
Oh yeah,
because after
be hard
the joke's
to narrow it
gonna
down,
be
but
yeah,
we'll get it. We'll
which
get
30
it.
Seconds? Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, for sure. It's been real fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a wrap. So yeah, that is the show. Half Noise, Paramore. Definitely more Santana talk than I expected, but hey, we'll take it. Zach Farrow, I had a blast talking to him. Hope you enjoyed the show. Do the show about once a week, the Alt in Our Stars, about once a week on billboard.com to get it automatically every time because it runs all different days. Keep up with it. You should subscribe. Do that by searching for the Alt in Our Stars on iTunes or in the podcast app of your phone. One thing you probably hear a lot if you listen to a lot of podcasts is a star rating. And yeah, it helps a lot. And I put a lot into the show, so I'd really appreciate if you could weigh in, give a star rating for the show. It's very helpful with things like getting it attention on the iTunes pages, getting it highlighted more, getting it to reach more eyeballs. So star rating and any kind of specific feedback that you can offer on iTunes is super helpful. And there's many, many more episodes to check out if you enjoyed Paramore. Paramore Talk with Zach. Some more recent ones I've had on the show. Pup, Modern Baseball, Mitski, Courtney Barnett, The Strumbellas. And if you want to dig a while back, Paris, Panic at the Disco, All Time Low. A lot of stuff there that I think you'd be into if you were into this talk with Zach Farrow. So yeah, thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.